I'm Mike Smith, KDTR FM, Florence, Missoula. My friend and colleague Mandela in the Trail Studio today. Happy almost spring. That was the whole thing about you coming in, was that we've got this event tomorrow. You said first day of spring.
Yes. Yeah.
And for those who don't know you, you are the host of the Trail Less Traveled. Mm-hmm. If people are hearing that for the first time, can you tell them a little about it?
The Trail Less Traveled is dedicated to collecting stories and sounds from around the world in order to take the listener back to mankind's earliest form of entertainment, storytelling, and traditionally around a crackling fire. But I think, you know, the second best option is on the radio. And so I love the concept of interviewing people in their natural habitat. So hardly ever is the show recorded in a studio. The studio is the forest or the back line on the waves in the ocean or on the top of a mountain or floating down the Colorado River in the Grand Canyon. The show has been recorded in 26 countries since it started in 2011, and it really means a lot to me when people in our community come up and they say that something inspired them to explore and also to, you know, advocate on behalf of these places.
A few years back, I remember somebody on Facebook said, "Do you guys pay for Mandela's travels?" It's like, whoa, we don't. You've hustled yourself. You've made everything that you do a priority.
Yes. I mean, Jane Goodall is one of my heroes. And Jane Goodall will say, work hard, take every opportunity, and believe in yourself. And that's what I've done since I was a child. And in terms of paying for my projects, what I've done is work hard as an international adventure guide, usually 250 days of the year, to save money, then fund my projects on my own, come back with nothing, and start over again. But that's changed recently because I've teamed up with an amazing small business in Missoula who's helping me because they believe in connecting people in place mm-hmm. through these stories.
And that business is Explorer Maps.
Yes.
And we will talk about them, and we will talk about tomorrow's event, which is going to be sort of a can't-be-missed storytelling event. Cartography comes alive. But you said, hey, can I request a song? And I thought, yeah, why not? This is a music-oriented radio station. And you asked for I Know What I Know, Paul Simon off of Graceland.
Yes, because I'm heading to South Africa right after mm-hmm. this presentation. I cannot wait to head back to the nature reserve where I grew up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, part of the trail has traveled. People choose three songs. And it's been a long time of me trying to figure out what three songs I would choose,
yeah.
but this is definitely one of them that reminds me of my early childhood in South Africa. It's this song.
And such a great tune off Paul Simon's Graceland. I Know What I Know. We are coming back with more of our conversation with Mandela, the Trail Lunchbox.
Love the ending.
I can tell that song and that album makes you happy.
Oh, my friend, a week from now, I'm going to be in the bush in Africa, dancing around a fire with my father, listening to that song, guaranteed.
There's a lot of folks that would say, wait a minute. By the way, I'm talking to Mandela, host of the Trail Less Traveled. You can hear that Sunday nights at 6 on the Trail 103.3, streaming around the world. And you can also, people can listen to past episodes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a podcast as well. I always encourage you to listen to the trail live, though, because mm-hmm. you get to experience the music. And as you know, a podcast, yeah. I can't put the music yeah. in the show.
I also think there's something about just a bunch of ears on something at the same time, even if you're listening alone, mm-hmm. like at home or in your shop or in your car or wherever, that it still feels like a shared experience when you're listening to live radio. And I know you and I have that in common.
Mm-hmm.
You got your start over on the college radio station here.
Yes.
KBGA, and then you came over to our station. Was that a decade ago already? Or
over a decade, yeah. 2011 is when I came on the Trail 103.3,
mm-hmm.
and I discovered you could get paid to run Whitewater and do radio when I was 18.
That's awesome. That,
you know, and those have paralleled in my life for the past 18 years.
I think like some people who are living what some might call a charmed life, they would look at what you do and say, oh, she travels and isn't that great? But you have to hustle, mm-hmm. really. I mean, you have to go guide, which is something that you love. But as you've often told me, man, I'm so busy doing all the things, mm-hmm. scheduling. Or what does your life feel like? What does it look like as far as that sort of thing? You know, you're busy sort of paying, you're busy sort of working, you're busy doing the radio show. Mm-hmm. Now you're hooked up with Explorer Maps.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, the last 5 months, I spent 40 days on the front lines of the poaching epidemic in Zambia. Then I visited 8 national parks, trying to bring more awareness for the park partners, you know, like Yellowstone, Zion, Grand Canyon, Arches, Canyonlands, connecting people in place through the trail less traveled, and then also stepping into more of a multimedia storytelling format where I'm educating folks on short films on social media. So almost like a travel show, but short form, in a way that everybody can access it without ads.
I love the idea you were talking about Jane Goodall earlier, and the idea that you went from sort of the idea of adventure traveling and getting rad out there in nature to now still doing some of that. But also you look around and you can't help but want to protect our wild lands and our wild spaces.
100%. The truth is, I was born into conservation. So for those who, you know, are just getting to know me, I grew up on a nature reserve in South Africa. My grandmother established the nature reserve in the 1970s. It's a thatch hut in the Fynbos at the most southern tip of Africa. I spent 6 months of the year there growing up in the bush being homeschooled. And then I spent 3 months of the year going to a public school in Montana and the other 3 months traveling around the world with my mom. So I was born into conservation. It's just, if you look at pictures of me as a kid, I'm wearing shirts that say, save the seals, save the jungle.
Yeah.
You know, I was always doing this. And then adventure came into play and being a guide. And, you know, I've dedicated half my life to guiding multi-day expeditions around the world because I truly believe the people who experience these natural landscapes will walk away and fight to protect them. And so, yeah, it's been a mesh of conservation and adventure for me. They're parallel. And you asked about what my life looks like. You know, I am very busy and I never say no to going into schools. That's most certainly what makes my heart sing.
Yeah.
If I had the choice between being on Nat Geo or going into schools on a regular basis, I would definitely choose schools. I feel like that's where we're going to implement change and make this place a wonderful ecosystem for the seventh generation. So, you know, I've been back in Missoula for like 10 days, heading to Africa now, and I've already visited about 5 schools since I've been back. I'll never say no to that.
Right. And you take into those classrooms, obviously yourself and your stories, but visual aids, and you're never far from your trusty didgeridoo.
100%. Always have my didgeridoo on me and my knife and, you know, a warm jacket and some water. But yeah, the didgeridoo is my skeleton key of choice for getting the curiosity of that student, no matter how old they are and no matter what language they speak, because music is an international language. And so, Mike, I'm not sure if I've ever told you this, but in the past couple of years, it's been very special for me to be in Missoula and occasionally approached by a stranger who says, Mandela, you don't know who I am, but you came and spoke at my school when I was a little kid. And the fact that they remembered and then they share with me, you know, what they decided to do with their life, I just can't imagine using my time for anything else.
Well, I looking at you, for people to walk up to you and see and recognize, you're very recognizable. Once people know who you are, once they've seen some of your photos and your images, and we have an illustrated poster that you had made years ago in the studio here. So you're very recognizable, and it's nice that people do want to approach you. What happens when the kids hear the didgeridoo for the first time? I imagine pretty wide-eyed and excited, and
you know,
these are kids that are in a classroom, and now suddenly this person walks in.
Mixed emotions, mostly smiles, lots of laughter. And I mean, to me, that's the biggest paycheck in the entire world is being in a room full of kids who are laughing and curious. And then also, you know, Mike, someone once asked me what my superpower was. And the answer to that is keeping the attention span of a child for an extended period of time, because they don't have time for, you know, BS. You really need to be engaging and interesting. And so, yeah, the response is often a smile. I did play for a couple of toddlers recently, and it was just this kind of gawk-eyed look. So no crying. So it's always a success if no kid cries.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good, especially, you're quite tall. You're six foot one.
I'm only 5'11".
Oh, you're just a big, okay. So, well, that's what I tell people. I say, I'm 6 feet. And my wife reminds me I'm 5'11". A remarkable feat in 2020. That was a weird year for everybody, but you did something kind of cool. Let's go back to the getting rad part.
Okay.
And you swam 225 miles of the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
What did that look like? Why did you decide to do that?
Well, I hope that if you're listening and you're like, whoa, I want to learn more about that, you come to Explore Maps tomorrow at 5:30. I'll talk about this adventure and show images and footage. But, you know, this started when I was 18. I started guiding. I took a swiftwater rescue course. I decided to canoe the Alberton Gorge at 34,000 CFS.
Yep.
I swam. I was rescued by Mike Johnson on his riverboard. And at that moment, I'm like, wait, what is this? What
cool.
a great
yeah.
way to immerse yourself in the current. With flippers and a helmet and a PFD and a board. And so I heard about three women who did a self-support exploration of the Grand Canyon, mm-hmm. and they made a documentary called Three Women, 300 Miles. And in that moment, I knew I was going to do that one day. So the opportunity came in 2020 to join my company on a training trip. And I have done back-to-back expeditions in the Grand Canyon for a long time. And so I thought this was a wonderful opportunity to immerse myself in the current, to get to know the Thau Wake, which is the current that's about 4.5 feet below the surface.
Right.
And it was a, you know, I'm well aware of how far you can go when you're with a team. So in Africa, we say, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And so having those rafts, carrying my warm clothes, my tents, my food, human waste, you know, I was in the water for 15 days. Swimming about 8 hours a day from 8 a.m. to about 5 p.m. Huge expanses of flat water, very large, significant drops of white water. I like to describe it as the moving walkway in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
Like the white water was the moving walkway. The hard work came in when I had to swim all the flats.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine.
It was like doing upward dog for 8 hours a day too, so I had to figure out a way to relax where I could hold my helmet and let my neck relax in my helmet. My dry suit did break on day three, so I was wet for the next 12 days
and
cold. I lost 20 pounds from swimming all day, every day, and just trying to stay warm, even though I was eating three servings at three meals a day,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
But I just think that it is pretty profound when you realize that you can do anything you set your mind to. Like Jane Goodall said, believe in yourself. And so I've always been fascinated by this concept of mind over matter. And you can do things. You just have to have the right mindset. So this swim in the Grand Canyon was a moving meditation for me. And I just hope that when you do come tomorrow evening, I know it's the first day of spring and everybody wants to be inside, but I want the kids of all ages to walk away inspired knowing you can do anything you set your mind to.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying go swim in the Grand Canyon. That was part of my path. But
no, you took all the necessary steps to lead up to that.
Yes.
All the idea of safety and training and going with the right people, as you said. Again, I'm talking to Mandela, who will be presenting Cartography Comes Alive tomorrow at Explorer Maps. Those folks have been really good to you. You have a little office over there.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm so grateful, Mike. You know, I'm really into quality over quantity, and I've been waiting for the right partner to come along who has a similar vision. And their mission statement is connecting people and place through art, history, culture, conservation, and storytelling. That's my mission, even though I didn't have it written down.
Right.
And so we're teaming up and, you know, visiting national parks, and we're putting together Cartography Comes Alive, where not only having me present it occasionally, but you know, Karen Knudsen from the Clark Fork Coalition is going to come in April, and then John Turk was a National Geographic Explorer of the Year. He's going to come in May, and so we have got a lot of great speakers lined up. And this concept of bringing the community together, you know,
and what a community it is in terms of the talent and the folks and the people who believe in it and the education and everything else that experience and everything else that comes with it. Missoula is a real sort of capital or a conservation. It has been over the decades. And so a lot of good people.
Yeah. And Mike, you know, I say this at the end of the show these days, but living in Missoula is a privilege. With privilege comes responsibility. Please get informed, get engaged, and speak up on behalf of wildlife and wild places.
It's happening right now, all over. It's happening in our state and it's happening elsewhere. Wildlands issues. And sometimes they're on the ballot. Oftentimes they're on the ballot. You've got candidates to choose from. You've got various things on the ballot that you can vote in more of a conservation minded way. And that's where people can go tomorrow night and learn more about the Grand Canyon. And again, everything from the whitewater to the geology, the ecology, the human history. You're probably well versed on that, seeing how you've been up and down that river any number of times.
Yeah. been down the Colorado River, I'm not sure, between 50 and 100 times. Mm-hmm. I haven't kept track, but well over 50 times. And, you know, Mike, I'm not just talking about adventure tomorrow. I stepped away from guiding full-time down there in order to play an active role in fighting to protect that place. So
yeah.
I had the opportunity to go to the White House in June of 2023.
That's right.
I'm joining the Grand Canyon Tribal Coalition and stand behind these indigenous leaders who have been fighting uranium mining in the Grand Canyon since 1986. My job was to talk about the economy of rafting in Grand Canyon mm-hmm. and the significance of the springs and that diverse, complex network of water. And so I'm going to talk about what it's like to lobby at the White House and right now what the current threats are. There mm-hmm. is an active uranium mining on the south rim of the Grand Canyon, 4.5 miles from the rim. It is above two very significant aquifers. Yeah. And then we also have a proposal of a dam on the Little Colorado, which is a tributary of the Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's an inappropriate and unwanted dam, both from the perspective of indigenous peoples, but also wildlife. Just think it's so important to learn about these things and lighten it up too with like, you know, sure. a little bit of white water, a yep. little bit of inspiration and like keeping it real because these things aren't easy. But again, like you can do anything you yeah. set your mind to.
That's fantastic. Mandela, my guest in the Trail Studio today, Explorer Maps is the place for her presentation tomorrow. Cartography comes alive, the focus of the Grand Canyon, the Colorado River. 5:30 is when it gets underway. You can find out more about Explorer Maps at their website. That's explorermaps.com with an X. And then your website for the Trail Less Traveled.
Mm-hmm. Traillesstraveled.net is the mm-hmm. website. And I just want to also take this opportunity to thank my beautiful Missoula Broadcasting Company family. You know, it really means a lot to me that I can be in the Sahara or in the middle of nowhere in Australia or in the bottom of the Grand Canyon and know that I have this beautiful radio family back in Missoula. And you can travel the world your whole life.
Yeah.
If you don't have community, you can get kind of lonely. So mm-hmm. I'm just grateful for you, Mike. I'm grateful for you, Michaela, who's filming right now.
Yep.
I'm grateful for Robert Chase and Becky Smith and Rhonda and our entire team here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just, in Missoula, if you're listening, like, I actually am kind of shy, turns out. So if you see,
I remember you
know,
you had been talking about that a few years back.
And it's true. Like when I get in front of an audience and it's like, okay, Mandela, you need to talk to
these people. You turn it on. You're Mandela, the adventure guide, the world traveler, the host of Explorer Map Storytelling. Yeah. But you're shy.
I'm shy, turns out. So when you see me around town, please come up and say hi to me. You know, I'm often like doing 50 different things at the same time. And so appreciate it when people come up and they say hi. And
totally.
So, please do and get connected.
Speaking of seeing you, you've got some great images online. I think people should just go on and check that out on social media and on your page. All the cool things that you've been doing over the years. If somebody's like, I'm hearing about Mandela for the first time, I want to learn more. There's plenty of stuff online. And listening to your radio show and your podcast is certainly a big part of that. But tomorrow night in person, Explorer Maps, Cartography Comes Alive, 5:30, their address again.
It is on the corner of 3rd and Inez Street, just down from the Good Food Store. And I know it's the first day of spring and you probably want to be outside at 5:30, but friends, I think I'm going to wrap up around 6:45 and I hope you come. It's free, you know, come around 5:20. And again, kids of all ages are welcome. And again, people often say, Mandela, when are you going to be interviewed for the Trail Less Traveled? Friends, I like to share my stories in person.
Yeah.
So come in and let's connect in person.
We've been talking about, turning the microphone on you, but you are the host. And but people can get to know you tomorrow night.
Yes.
Explorer Maps, the spot. I'm Mike Smith. I'm going to play this one as we are heading towards spring tomorrow. Spring to Come out of Australia. John Butler Trio. Thanks, Mandela.
Thanks, Mike.